on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2006, arrived back 19 years to November of 2006. Do you remember what you were doing back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, voting machines get cold shoulder on the coast. After the county invested $10.5 million in electronic voting machines, coastside residents are still using pen and paper, according to results from the last election. Two suspects identified in shooting of ostrich. After putting up posters up and down the coast, two suspects are held in the shooting death of a male ostrich. Karen Schmidt of El Granada was caring for three birds when one was shot in the early morning hours. Two young people were arrested on three felony counts of cruelty to animals, killing an animal and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. One of the suspects served as student body president at Half Moon Bay High School. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We have a very nice Save the Date coming up. Mark November 8th for the Holiday House at the Johnson House from 10 to 4. This event includes tours, holiday shopping, and unique gifts, wine, food, and live music. It's co-hosted by AAUW, Coastside Women's Club, and the Johnson House Foundations. Proceeds go for local scholarships and ongoing maintenance of the historic house. Please note the house has been repainted with the shutters and a lovely, fresh green look to them. Come out and check the new installed bench honoring Mary Betancourt, a longtime historian and member of the Johnson House Foundation. It's a nice spot for a photo op. And grab onto the new handrails on the front of the entry for a safety first as you enter the house. Reservations are needed for tickets. And for more information, go to www.coastsidewomensclub.org. That's www.coastsidewomensclub.org. We look forward to seeing you there, enjoying this great event. Keep calm and Johnson House on. 2006, several European newspapers reprint controversial cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, sparking outrage and rioting in the following week. Big news in the Middle East as Iran refuses access to the UN inspectors and many worry over Iran's intent to build a nuclear bomb, while at the same time testing missiles which are capable of reaching Israel. In addition, Iranian leadership denies the Holocaust ever existed. Next door, in the Iraq, Saddam Hussein is charged and following the trial is found guilty of crimes against humanity and is sentenced to death by hanging. North Korea declares it has carried out its first test of the nuclear weapon, becoming the world's ninth nuclear power, while also testing medium-range missiles. A tsunami strikes the Indonesian island of Java, killing 300 people. And the big tech story in the United States is internet giant Google buying the popular video sharing website YouTube for $1.65 billion. In popular films, people are flocking to the big screen to see Pirates of the Caribbean. Number 2, The Pink Panther, Superman Returns, and Ice Age, The Meltdown. In popular music, this Canadian recording artist, songwriter, and pianist is only solo artist to register a number one hit without having had another song chart in the Hot 100. Number one for 19 weeks running. Here's Daniel Powder with Bad Day.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. A town where your blue skies fade to gray. A town where your passion's gone. Time, and I don't need no
was the winner of the fifth season of The American Idol with his song, which went on to be number one, top 40 hit. Here's Taylor Hicks with Do I Make You Proud? Here will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.